Human interesting experiences from the lives of Ward customers. Brought to you each day with the friendly greetings of Montgomery Ward. Our story opens today in the Streeter home, where Mrs. Streeter is very earnestly asking Mary's advice. It seems that Mr. Streeter is causing his wife considerable unhappiness, and Mrs. Streeter doesn't know just what to do. You see, like most wives, she loves her husband for better or for worse. But here they are.
When Dick first began running around and leaving me out of it, I was mad as anything. I was sure, of course, that he was in love, or at least infatuated with someone else.
And you were just mad?
Well, I had no idea who it could be. So there wasn't anyone to be jealous of.
Then? Pardon me, is there now?
Well, yes. A young girl that I know Dick sees a lot of. At first, I was crazy jealous and terribly afraid. I mean, afraid of what might happen. Mm-hmm. After all, men do break up their homes for young girls. We hear of it all the time.
Yes, we do, to their ultimate sorrow, of course, eventually, but you can't make them see it at the time.
That's what I was afraid of. I've passed the time of silly youthful jealousy, imagining things, you know, torturing oneself as we all did when we were first in love. Sure. But we have now, or we did have, something so much deeper. Dick and I were like one person. He was part of me. And our life together, our home, was part of me. Until all at once I realized he wasn't part of me at all, but somebody I hardly knew. Somebody who was liable to do anything, to shatter all this, to go away out of my life entirely, leave me here alone like a half a person.
You don't think now that he'd do that? You're not afraid anymore?
Oh, not so much. I think he was infatuated for a while, but I think that's worn off for some reason. He's been much kinder recently. And he takes more interest in things around the house. He ordered some shrubbery for the yard last night. Made out a nice order. He says he's always wanted a spirea hedge, and he's going to have one.
Well, that's a good sign. A sign of permanence, I mean.
That's what I thought.
Yes, indeed.
I haven't got that awful fear anymore. Well, oh, I wish we could be like we used to. Why, Dick never thought of going out without me. Now he goes out two or three nights a week. Sometimes he doesn't get in till nearly morning. Don't you know I wonder where he is?
Oh, of course you do. Lots of women would have been foolish enough to shatter everything here through pride, if for no other reason. I should say that you've shown a wonderful lot of judgment.
Oh, I've had my times when I said I'd do just that very thing, but breaking up a home and tearing two lives apart that have been 10 years growing together, well, it isn't an easy thing to do.
I should say it isn't.
And before I'd make up my mind what to do, my anger would be gone and... Oh, I just want him back and our life together.
Do you think that he's just weak, probably?
Yes, I know him, and I've lived with him. Dick's vain, for one thing. He's very handsome, you know.
Yes, he is.
And he likes to be thought a good fellow. The younger set call him Dick. The girls, Dickie.
Mm-hmm.
He likes that. Makes him feel young. The girls like to dance with him, and they flatter him. Dick's nearly 40, you know.
Yes, and that has its significance.
Yes, that's what I mean. Since this has been going on and I've sat at home so much, I've had time to think of my friends. Lots of them are in just my position. Men are so vain of their youth and vigor. The last thing they can bear to think of in this world is that they're slipping a little. Especially a man whom women have always noticed that they have my husband.
Yes. Tell me, why don't you go out with him? Doesn't he want you to?
Well, first he used to ask me, but I couldn't go, and I said so. So he got started, you know, going without me. I thought he'd be contented to stay home like I was, but he wasn't. So little by little, it got worse and worse until now he doesn't even ask me. Just gets ready and comes and kisses me and leaves, or calls up from the office and says he won't be home. I will say for him, he always does that. He never stays out and leaves me to wonder if he'll be home or not.
Hmm. Well, let's go back a little. You said he used to ask you, but you couldn't go. Why?
Well, I guess it was a mistake. But you see, well, I'm one of those domestic, one-man women.
Yes.
And I started out with the idea of helping my husband, not bothering him about anything, being independent of him so far as making him any trouble or worry was concerned, and saving his money.
I see. In other words, you didn't have clothes to go.
No, not the way women dress now, and especially the younger set that he likes. I wouldn't go and have him ashamed of me. I thought it was better not to go at all. Then I thought that when he saw I couldn't go, he'd stay home, too, or get tired of having his little flight. Instead of that, he's worse. and takes it for granted now and goes alone.
Well, marriage is a very complicated thing. Some men would appreciate your living the way you did. Others wouldn't.
And mine was one that wouldn't.
Every marriage has to be worked out individually. We can't lay down any general rule for it. What makes it work in one case fails utterly in another. And if we want it to work, we have to study it and act accordingly. And it looks to me like in this case, since Mr. Streeter evidently isn't going to change, that you're going to have to.
What do you mean?
Go with him. Get yourself some clothes and go along. Go without him if he doesn't ask you. You're a good-looking woman. Dress yourself up. You'd be more attractive than any young, inexperienced girl. Just youth alone isn't nearly the attraction to men that it used to be.
Oh, but I can't now. As I said, I've tried to get along with as little as possible for years there to help him. Or I thought I was helping him. I see now I wasn't. Then when this all first started, I was so miserable I didn't care for anything. Of course I didn't get any clothes. And Dick is spending a lot of money the way he's living. You know, he must be. I'm almost afraid to write a check anymore.
I think you're being a little bit foolish there. Sometimes a little financial jolt is just the thing to wake a man up to the fact that he does have responsibilities. It's a good way for his wife to say to him, say, look here, I'm here yet. But I do realize your position, I do. To start all over with a wardrobe is a big thing to do. You told me one day that you sewed well.
Oh, I can. I used to make all my things when I had the heart.
Do you want your husband back badly enough to make a real effort?
Oh, Miss Ward, how can you say that?
Just to see how much you meant it. Let's talk a little. I'll go out to the car and get my catalog for spring.
Oh, wait. We have a Ward catalog here, if that's what you want.
Oh.
That's where Dick sent for the shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. That's the one, isn't it?
Yes, this is the new one. This is what I want, exactly. Let's turn to the piece goods and just see for a minute here. Page 224. Here are the patterns. Now, I imagine the first thing that you'd be interested in is something to wear for the evening.
Oh, naturally.
Well, now, let's turn past these patterns and things. And on over here to page, let's see, 230. Yes, this is the page.
Oh, what colors.
Aren't they beautiful?
What is that material?
Those up there are Ward's washable flat crepes.
Washable?
Yes, washable.
In those colors?
Yes, in those 24 different two-tone colors. Like these colored discs printed here, you see.
Miss Ward, mark one or two that you think would be becoming to me.
Well, you might have a dress off this danger red.
Oh, no, that's coming a little too close to home. I'm afraid I wouldn't enjoy that.
No, excuse me, I was just joking. I wanted to see if I could make you laugh a little. But this beautiful gaiety green would really be lovely on you, or this ruby rose. You want color, and neither of those would be the thing for you.
Oh, that spring violet's lovely, too.
Yes, for daytime, but not for evening. Shades of violet and orchid are apt to go dead under the light. You'd have to try it to see if it did. And what you want is something now. I'd say the ruby rose, just to show everybody how young and attractive you can look.
I notice here there are four prices.
Yes, and let me tell you, always get the best material you possibly can. With Ward's low prices, you can afford the very best. Materials show the difference in quality of sight, and a few cents a yard will often make the difference between something you regret and something you're immensely proud of, to say nothing of the long-time wear of the better grade. Now, down here's something else even more luxurious for evening things. We sell lots of this for blouses, too.
What's that?
A lustrous silk satin crepe. Crepe on one side, satin on the other.
Oh,
yes. You see, the reason we sell that so much for fine blouses is because it's never wet processed. That makes it wear longer besides being water and perspiration resistant. Fine under coats, you know.
Oh, it would be. Nice for dancing, too.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking. Now then, that comes in 15 colors and at only 69 cents a yard and is 39 inches wide.
Wouldn't take very much for a dress, would it?
No, about 4 yards. Just figure that up at 69 cents a yard, and plus your work, of
course.
Well,
at least I'd have something to think about instead of sitting here waiting.
I had that thought, too. When we're busy, we're never so miserable.
What was that?
Sounded like the door at the back.
Maybe it's Dick. There's a party tonight, and I was so afraid he was going. But he's home early. Maybe he isn't going.
Evidently not. Well, shall we turn on?
Yes. What about a street outfit, Miss Ward? Coat and dress. An ensemble. I made a beautiful one for myself once.
Well, let's turn back a few pages then.
Oh, wait. I wanted to ask you something.
Yes?
What are all those numbers after the colors? Like this silk broadcloth up here. See? It says aqua blue, 601. What does that mean?
That's the finest thing that's ever been in any mail order catalog. It takes all the guesswork out of ordering by mail. Did you see this page in the front of the book?
No, I haven't really looked at this, you know.
Now, see, here's a color chart. Printed in the actual colors of our fabric. When a number is given after a color like that, all you have to do to see just what you're buying is to look for that number on this color chart. Here it is, 601. See, this would be the color right here.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Well, what do you think of that?
Do you see how many blues there are, for instance? And then look at all these greens. So it isn't enough to simply say that a dress is green. We want to know what green. So you read the number, turn to this chart, look the number up, and there you are.
And you could choose your accessories by that, couldn't you?
Certainly could. And that's very important, for colors are certainly tricky these days. So many new shades and new names for everything. But this makes you absolutely sure. Now then, let's see about this street ensemble. Page 227. Right up here at the top. This very one, this very first one here, see? That's the one that I'm going to recommend to you.
Mm-hmm.
All wool tweed suiting, 54 inches wide, at $1.69 a yard.
All wool?
Every thread, tested in our own bureau standards in New York. It's the correct medium weight for spring, the new serviceable weave, and it's just the type of material that's seen in ready-made suits in the better shops.
And 54 inches wide.
Yes, so you see how very little it would take. A plain, one-piece tailored dress, very simple, and a loose coat is what you want. You can line the coat with that flat crepe we were looking at in matching color, or line your coat with contrasting color if you like, and then have your accessories match your coat lining. That's very, very smart, this year.
These colors have numbers after them, too, don't they?
Yes, and you can consult the color chart, as I said, and see exactly what your material will look like before you ever send for it.
I'll do that.
All right.
Miss Ward.
Yes?
Do you suppose I could send for material for an evening dress, if I sent yet today, and get it in time to make a dress for a week from tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm sure you could. You see, the order will be filled the day it's received. It's only overnight for mail from Kansas City here. And an evening dress isn't the trouble to make, that a dress is with sleeves.
I was thinking, I know there'll be a dance a week from tomorrow night.
Well, now, listen, get a new garment at the same time you send for your material.
Yes?
Yes, get a corselet and have it of satin elastics. Satin under things help a woman awfully to feel young and gay, you know. Oh, here's Mr. Streeter now.
Oh, hello, Dick. Come on in, dear.
Hello. Why, how are you, Miss Ward?
How do you do, Mr. Streeter?
I heard voices in here, but I didn't know who it was, so I just went right on upstairs. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
Sit down, Dick. I'm so glad you came home early today.
Well, thanks, dear, but I haven't time. I just came home to change clothes.
Oh. Aren't you going to stay?
No, I'm sorry, but I have to go back to the office. I'm going to be working late tonight.
What time do you think you'll be home? Of course, it doesn't make any difference, only I could keep dinner warm for you.
No, don't bother. I'll probably drop around to Natalie's party a little while before I come home. Just look in, you know. I won't stay long.
Well, all right, Dick.
Now, don't wait up for me. You know how those things are. Well, goodbye, Miss Ward. Glad to have seen you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. Don't wait up now.
Oh, I so hoped he wouldn't want to go tonight.
Have patience, my dear. It's a week from tomorrow night that I want to hear about.
And so do we, Mary. We hope that Mrs. Streeter shows friend husband a thing or two. Golly, if we could only be at that party. Well, I'll have to take that up with Mary. Now we must leave the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward for another day. But be sure to tune in again tomorrow at this same time for another friendly little visit with Mary Ward.